Okay, today's daf is Vachem daf Pei Gimel. Zachem daf Pei Gimel, and we are on Pei Beis Amid Beis. We'll start talking about, even though we got up to, we're towards the bottom of Vintim Salomar, Pei Beis Amid Beis. We're in the middle of a couple of questions. Says the Gemara, if you remember, we're talking about Dam HaNichnas Lefnim. Dam HaNichnas Lefnim, the pasuk that talks about the halacha, that Dam Chatas, that's Nichnas Befnim, so that is a problem, and it passes the blood, and Rabbi Elazar says even the Asham, and Rabbi Akiva says all blood that goes in. So that's the halacha. If Dam goes inside where it's not supposed to go in, so then that makes it possible. And the Gemara then asks a couple of different permutations regarding this halacha. What are the permutations? Ask Rava. What if you have blood that is not supposed to be the case of the Parhalam Davar Shal Tzibur and the Seir Avodas Kochavim, that their blood is brought Lifnai V'Lifnim, because their blood is supposed to be brought in part of the way. It's supposed to be brought into the Heichal. So it's not supposed to be brought into the Kodesh Kodashim. But maybe once it's supposed to be brought into the Heichal, so then this is not blood that is subject to this din, or not. Number one. Or, and then after that question, if Imtip Salomar, and if we say either Shalom Bim Koman or Bim Koman, different question of the Girsa, what happens if you brought the par and the seir that's supposed to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, and you brought it in, and then you took it out, and then you brought it in again? So that might be a question about do you go by the dam, or do you go by what has to be done to the dam? Because this is dam that is subject to going into the Kodesh Kodashim. But here, it no longer needs to go into the Kodesh Kodashim. So it's no longer Mekoman. Or do we say Hol V'Nafak Nafak? V'Ibdiv Salomar, and if we say Hol V'Nafak Nafak, once it went out, do we say that it is a subject to the Isser? What happens within the Heichal? Within the Heichal, meaning you have the Paroches and you have the Mizbech HaZav. That's very close to each other. But one is a little further in than the other. So what happens if I already did the Matanos on the curtain and I didn't do the Matanos yet on the Mizbech HaZav? Is that considered going further in, or that's considered makom echad, vade echad makom hu? So that was the question, and all of those are not answered, and it's left with a teku. The Rambam and Psulei HaMukdashim, where all of these are quoted in Perek Beis Halacha Yedalet, quotes, and he rules the Chumra in some of the cases. Right? We know the rule generally is that the Rambam paskins like the Imtim Salomars. Whenever there are a number of questions built on each other, the Rambam would paskin like the Imtim Salomars. The question is, what is the Girsa here? But either way, the Rambam says, Par Helam V'Seir Avodazara, Shedamam Nichlas Lahechal. So the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur and the Seir Avodazara, that their Dam is Nichlas Lahechal, Im Hechniso Lakodesh HaKadoshim Nifsal. Rama Paskins, it's Nifsal in that case. Shebimakum zeh pinima shel makom anu. Because this place is pinim from the place that it's supposed to go in. Right, that was the first of the questions. V'chein par v'sa'ir shel yom ha-kippurim. Shedamam nichnas l'kodesh ha-kadashim. So too, the par in the seir of Yom Kippur, their dam is supposed to go into the kodesh kadashim. And it went into the kodesh kadashim. Im echnis damam l'kodesh ha-kadashim. V'hiza mimenu. And we used it. V'hotzi'o l'heichal. And then we brought it out to the heichal. V'chazar v'hechniso l'kodesh ha-kadashim. And then we brought it back in. Nifsal. Again, it becomes puzzle, ruling l'chumra, ve'eno gomer mimenu azayel shebekodesh hakadoshim. You know, he doesn't continue to the hazayos kivin sheyatsa, yatsa. And it's the Rambam says, the nafkamina is, he's not gomer. Ve'chenim gomer hazayel shebekodesh hakadoshim, vo'tzien la'echal. Let's say he finished the Kodesh Kadashim and he brought it out to the Heichal. V'hiza mixas hazoyos v'hotzion lachutz laheichal v'chazav echnisan laheichal. Then he brought it out of the Heichal, then he brought it into the Heichal. Eino gomer hazoyos shebeheichal. Shekivet sheyotza hadam chutz l'mkomo nifsal. That's how he understands the sugya. Not just the dam becoming nifsal, but the dam becoming nifsal so you can't continue to do the avoda. That's what the Ravid here wonders. Is that the real pshat of the Gemara? Ani eini sover kepirusho kiasu The Rambam adds on the last case of Yitzia, the Chulu, and he continues to discuss. That's the Rambam in Psulei HaMukdashim relating to our case. Do you say that once it goes out and it was supposed to not go all the way go back in and it went back in, that would be a problem? Even though originally it was Roy to go to go in. Right, let's remember the Gemara, what we're talking about here about the Hazayos on the Parochet, on the Hechel, remember the Machlokas and Mesachas Yuma, about whether the dam that was sprinkled, that was put by the Parochet, did it go on the Parochet, or did it go to front of the Parochet, on the floor, in front of the Parochet, or is it Mamish on the Parochet? And that was that Gemara in Me'ilah Daf Yud Zayin, where there was the Gzeira that took place, they sent Rosh Rim by Yachai, and another Tana that to try to get rid of the Gzeira, and there was a special nace that occurred that they met a demon, a shade on the way, and the shade possessed the daughter of the Caesar, and in that way, Shemay Yechoy got the demon out, and the demon and the Caesar said, you know what, just go into the treasure house, and you'll be able to find anything you want there. And they found the Gzeira, and they ripped up the Gzeira. But while they were in there, the other Tana, I think it was Rabbi Yossi, said that that's when I saw the Parochet and it was full of dam. That related to that machlokes, that it was on the Parochet, not just off the Parochet. The Rishonim asked, but what about the Gemara Maseches Gittin, where Tita stabbed the Parochet and the blood shot out? So maybe that's where the blood came from. Maybe it's not a riot that it came from the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Okay, anyway, that's the Gemara Me'ilah Daf Yud Zayin, that little story that has to do with the machlokes from Maseches Yuma. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Nichnas L'Chaper. So we had on yesterday's daf, the Mishnah had said that there's a number of machlokos, as we had earlier, when the machlokos in general about the dam, what type of dam is included, just chatas, also asham, or any. And then we had another machlokos about Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Rabbanon. What happens if you have two kosos of blood? One went in and one stayed out. Does that passel the kos that was left out? That was machlokas number two in this context. And then we had machlokas number three. Do you actually have to do the zrika inside in order to passel the dam? Does the zrika have to be done? So that was the machlokas. Tanakama held, Rabbi Lezer held, nichnas l'chaper, ava bishalo kiper. Just walking in, l'chaper, with kavana to do the matana, even if he didn't end up doing the kapara, puzzle. Vivir Abelazar, Reb Shimon says, no, you actually have to do this rika. And Reb Yehuda said, shogeg, imhichlas shogeg, it's kasher, only imhichlas beizit, is it a problem? So, says the Gemara, Tanya, nichlas lachaper, Tanya, Reb Eliezer, Omer, Reb Eliezer is the one that said that you have to actually have done the Knisa Amanas L'chaper. But you don't actually have to do the Kapara. You don't actually have to do the Zrika. Tanya, Reb Eliezer, Omer, Namar Kan L'chaper Bakodesh. It says here, L'chaper Bakodesh. It says here, in our context, by the Dama Nichnas Lofnim, the Namar Lahalon. And it says later on, by the Avoda of Yom Kippurim, V'chol Adam Lo Yiha Ba'oa Moed, Bivo'o L'chaper Bakodesh. Right, nobody should be in the Ohel Moed when he goes in lechaper bakodesh, when he goes in to do the kapara, but that lechaper means he hasn't done the kapara yet. So that's the drasha. Malahalan b'shalo kiper, just like there, he hasn't yet done the kapara. Avkam b'shalo kiper. So to hear the gzeirah shava is that he hasn't done the kapara yet. One limud. That's Rabbi Eliezer's limud, even though the kapara has not been done yet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, you have a different gzeir shava. Namar kan lachaper, v'namar lahalan. And it says there also, in the context of the Avodas Yom Kippur, v'espar chatas v'ir sir chatas, aser huva es damam lachaper. Right, the par and the sir chatas, you burn once the zrika is done. So there, malahalan bishakiper, that lachaper means it's already been done. So just like there, it's only, you burn the par and the seer hadisrafim only after the kapar has been done. Afkan bishakiper. So to hear, by the dama nechas lefrim, maybe you should only passel once the zrik is done, not just amanas lachaper. So what's the machlokas about? But Mike Miflegi, what's the nekudas of machlokas? Mar savar, donin, chutz mi chutz. Right, either the first opinion says it's better to learn chutz mi chutz. What's chutz mi chutz? We're trying to learn chatas chitzonios. That's one chutz. From the other halacha of chutz. What's the other halacha of chutz? That's the first daya. That nobody is allowed to be in the ohel moed when the Kohen Gadol goes in. So that's about a person having to be bachutz. That's the done in chutz mi chutz. The chatas chutz from the halacha that every person has to be bachutz. So that's better to learn chutz mi chutz, v'indana chutz mi pnim, rather than learning chutz mi pnim from one of the chatas chitzona from the other karbanas that are nichnas lefnim. Umar Savar, no. Done a behemah bivehemah. Better to learn a karban from a karban, veidone a behemah meyadam, rather than learn behemah from Adam, from the halacha that a person has to be outside. So again, there is both hold of Gzeira Shavas, but there is a machlokas about it. Right? We've mentioned very often the yesod of many Rishonim. The Ramban writes this in the Shrushim, and the Meiri writes this in Shavuos on Daf Lama Gimel, I think, that Gzeira Shavas, as we know, one is not allowed to darshan a Gzeira Shava on their own. No Tana can make up their own Gzeira Shava, but what does that mean? How can there be a machlokas about Gzeira Shavas if you're not allowed to darshan Ein Adam Dam Gzeira Shava Me'atzmo? And the answer is that it doesn't mean that every single detail of every Gzeira Shava was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and given to the Talmidim. It means that certain words were passed down. But there's definitely svara that goes into what's the comparison. This is a perfect example of the question we mentioned a few weeks ago, I think. How much are drushas chazal just uncovering what's already there by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or how much does human logic and involvement have to do with the drushas? And sometimes there's a little of both. Here is a little of both. When we have a machlokas about a gzeirah shava, so they each have a misora that there's going to be a gzeirah shava with the word lachaper. Fine, but where do you connect lachaper to? So that's where svara comes in. I'd rather connect chutz michutz, or I'd rather connect karbon lekarbon. So that's svara determining which gzeirah shava is more appropriate. So it's a combination of the misora and human input in terms of the understanding. Again, it's impossible to say. If we would say everybody could darshan their own Gzeira Shavas totally, because the Ramban says it's impossible to have a large book that doesn't repeat words. And every time it says the word the in two different places, or the word es, or the word vayomer, you know, it's not going to be appropriate for everybody to make up their own Gzeira Shavas. But certain words that were passed down, and it was decided that those were the words that were given in the Masorah that were going to have connections to other contexts, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu left a little flexibility in order for the human input, the Masra Akasav L'Chachamim element to take part in the drushes. Good. These psukim also that we're darshaning here from Parshas Achrimos relating to Lachaper, Nichnas Lachaper. Remember the beautiful Vilna Gaon, quoted by a number of people. The Ksav HaKabbalah quotes this Vilna Gaon. The Meshech Chachma quotes the Vilna Gaon, in Achrimos, relating to Avodas Yom HaKippurim. We call it Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But really, says the Gra, it's not Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Lamaisa, it's Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But it's not really, because remember, if you look in Achrimos, the entire section at the beginning of the Parsha, it does not mention the word Yom Kippur until the very end of the section. Everybody, the Kohen should do this on Yom Kippur, on the 10th of Tishrei. But really, it doesn't say that the whole Parsha. Why is that? So it explains the Vilna Gaon and the Meshech Chachma, read it from, and Tezayin Gimel quotes it, that really Aaron HaKohen could go in to the Kodesh Kodashim any day that he wants. Bezos Yavo Aaron HaKodesh. With this Avoda, he's going to go into the Kodesh. And he could go in any day he wants. It's just that all, and whatever he would want to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, he'd have to do this Avoda. Every other Kohen Gadol in history, no, only Yom Kippur. Only Yom Kippur, Bezos Yavo Aaron HaKodesh. But really, inherently, it's not Yom Kippur related. For Aaron HaKohen, it would have been any day. The Meshech Chachma adds, why? Because in the Midbar, they had the experience of the Ananei HaKavod being Shora on the Mishkan, and that was like a Yom Kippur. So that's why every day Aaron HaKohen. So according to that Svara, it wasn't a din of Aaron, it was a din of Midbar. Maybe the Nafkamina could be the last few months with Elazar HaKohen. Elazar, Aaron's son, that was the Kohen Gadol. Is it a din in Aaron, or is it a din in the Midbar? But that's what the Meshech Chachma quotes from the Medrash. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, lo kishe'im sha'ata savur, lo eis l'sha'a, v'lo eis l'yom, v'lo eis l'shana, v'lo eis l'yud be'shana, v'lo eis l'shivim shana, ela b'chalsha shirot l'ikanes, yikanes, rak sh'yikanes b'seder hazeh. That's the Medrash, v'yikra rabba, perachav aleph. Hinei b'sefer gaviyah ha'kesef huva b'shem ha'gra, quotes the Meshech Chachma, de pirusho pashut. It's so obvious, says the Gra. The Aaron ha'yachol ikanis tamid b'seder hazeh. These psukim that we're talking about, the nichnas l'chaper, Aaron can go in any day he wants. Rak shebonav lo hayu rashayim rak b'yom ha'kippurim. His descendants can only go in on Yom Kippur. V'nisgala lanu ta'amo. And then the Meshech Chachma adds on, and the reason why it was only Aaron and not his sons, is revealed al pi mashakasav asvarno b'sof emar. You got to look at the end of emar in the svarno to know why this is true. Hashakasav biktores ubahatavas aneros aharon. Why did it say Aaron? They are mishum sheba osan arbaim shana hayah anan shore ala mishkan yomam v'layla. The anan was constantly shore. Kemo shakasav ki anan Hashem al hamishkan yomam, as it says in Pekudei. Ulechein ba'avodas sheba heichal shesham hayah anan Hashem hayah dina osan arbaim shana kemo biyom kipurim. Shakasav bo ki be'anan eira'e al hakaporis, as it says there by Yom Kippur. V'divrei pi chacham chein. V'lachein. So the Meshech Chacham ends off. Kalos an Abraham Shana ha'yela rishus likanis b'seder hazeh k'mo Kohen Gadol b'yom ha'kippurim. Just like the Kohen Gadol, because that was the darga of Avodas HaMishkan in that tkufa, it was like Yom Kippur. V'lachein kasa b'sofa parsha. That's why at the end, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, at the end of the section of Avodas HaMikippurim, it says, V'haisa zos lachem l'chukas olam achas pashana. Forevermore is only going to be once a year. Sheladoro surak miyom kippurim. Sheaz Yisrael kamalachei hashareis v'ruuyim lachaparazu. On Yom Kippur we're like malachim. V'lishchinas akavod al kaparas ve'anon. V'yimkein afre b'eliezer acharei moso hayelo rishus kein. Ah, that's the nafkamina that was mentioned before. That Aaron's son, Eliezer, after he dies, also, he could do it in that tkufa. He had that allowance. Then he continues, a couple of more applications. V'zeh pirish ha-pasek v'tetzaveh. This is what it says in Tetzaveh. V'chiper Aaron al karnosav achas bashana. Shezeh mechuyav l'chaper achas bashana gam ba'aron. Aval rasho yoser me'achas bashana. V'chol shashu rotze u'motzi atzma mukhan lazeh. Rak shezeh mechrach l'chaper achas bashana. Achin bedoros v'cholu midam chadas akipurim achas bashana shirak achas bashana lo pamayim bashana rashoi lechaper ledoros in anan shore in rashoi likanis rak achas bashana v'cholu, and he continues and he says the tam nira li, quotes another reason. Again, the Meshech Chachma classically puts together svarnos and gros and everything. Okay, so that related a little bit to the avodas yom kippurim that we have here. The machlokas, what do you learn it from, lechaper or lechaper? Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, if he goes in b'shogeg, then it does not pasul. Shogeg does not pasul. So, mashba ha-mezid pasul. Right, the Gemara says ha-mezid. If Rabbi Yehuda says if he went in b'mezid, then it is pasul. B'shekiper o b'shalokiper. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold about the prior line of the Mishnah? We had a machlokas tanoim, do you actually have to do the zrika or not? To pasul adam, and then Rabbi Yehuda says b'shogeg doesn't create a problem. What if he did it b'mezid? Which shita does he agree with, b'chiper or shalokiper? And the Achronim say l'may nafkamina. What Rabbi Yehuda holds? What difference does it make? There's already a shita that holds one and the other. So one of the Achronim suggests, well, maybe it's a machlokas to know who the rabbim is k'neged ha'yachid. Right? If we're going to pasul like the rabbim, so then that would be helpful in order for us to know. If that's true, though, so then it's a problem on the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Psuli HaMakdashim paskins that if it went in b'mezid, even low-keeper nifsal hadam. Right? Even low-keeper nifsal hadam. And the maskan of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda holds only keeper, as we're going to see. So, maskan, if you say that Rabbi Yehuda, there's a majority, so the Rambam paskins against that majority. So that would be a little difficult in that, if that is true, truly the nafkamina. Maybe we'll read that Rambam in a minute, but let's just first read. Says the Gemara, b'shekiper or b'shalokiper. Om Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya says, tashita adds in, tanya, b'raisa, b'mashba shenemar ve'es par hachatas, ve'es si'ir hachatas, asher huva es damam, l'chaber bakodesh, the bloods that were brought in, l'chaber bakodesh, ma tamalomar, ve'hasoreif. So what does it mean that v'haso reif? What is that added word teaching me? Says the Gemara, the added word that's teaching you that what halacha is. Matam alomar v'haso reif l'gufa yisrech. It's meant to teach me the ikar halacha, the pasuk's talking about, which is what? That the one who is involved, who so reif these parim ha-nisrafim, they become tame. The big day of Soreif become Tame. That's what the Soreif teaches me. So Elamata Walomar, okay, see, right, not the word Vasoreif, Elamata Walomar Chatas Chatas. Why do you have to repeat the word Chatas if that's what we're talking about? Says the Gemara, Lafishalola Madnu Elolapar Visoir Shol Yomakipurim, because we don't know by Par and Sa'ir Yomakipurim. The next three words are taken out. Shesofim beis adashim. Mitamin begadim. I only know that by those specific karbanos that are nisraf pachutz, the par and the zarav yom kippur, they are mitamin begadim. Shar nisrafin minayin. How do I know that other karbanos nisrafin are also their begadim become tamei tambalomar chatos chatos divrei Yehuda? That's Rabbi Yehuda says, the extra chatos are teaching me. Rabbi Meir Omer, that's Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see. That's what he learns from that pasuk. Rabbi Meir Omer, Eino Tzarech. Hareyu Omer, Ves Parachatas, Ves Irachatas. Shein Tamalomar Lechaper, Ma Tamalomar Lechaper, Limeina, Kol HaMeskaperich, Asorfen, Matame Begadim. You have the extra word Lechaper to teach me that all the other karbanos that are miskaper bifnim, and they're burned outside, so the one who is involved in burning them is metame their own begadim. So that is Rabbi Meir back to Rabbi Yehuda. V'Rabbi Yehuda, he does not use lachaper for that. So lachaper, lo mashmalei, Rabbi Yehuda does not use up the word lachaper to teach me anything in this quoted brisa. So it's empty, it's open, it must be he uses lachaper to teach me, the Xerashava up above, my time alav mishum, to be boiled, the Xerashava, he used it for the Xerashava, that only if kiper do we say. So Rabbi Yehuda says, only mazid and not shoge, but if it's mazid, so then we would assume that it would be, vadai, only if it was nichlas, if it was a kiper, but not if it was low kiper. So there would be two tanaim in the Mishnah then that would hold you dafka need lachaper, which, as we said, is against the Rambam. What is the Rambam? There is a Rambam that is much discussed by Mefarshim, including Reb Chaim, because the Rambam says here in Beis Tezayin in Psuli Amagashim, Dam Chatas Shechniso Lachaper Bo Bifnim. This halacha, the dam chatas that was brought bifnim. He only says ka chatas. Velo kiper ela hotzio. Velo hiza mimena bifnim klum. He brought it in and they brought it out. So what's the halacha there? Does the Rambam paskin, if he didn't do kapara, does it pasul or not? The Rambam is machalik between shogeg and mezid. And that's what's unusual. The Rambam should paskin. Do you have to do kapara or not? Do you have to have matana or not to pasul? The Rambam says, imich niso bishogeg harize kosher. If you brought it in b'shogeg, then you brought it out, then it's still kosher. Umazim menu b'chutz, shari lo kibre b'kodesh. V'michniso b'mezid, pasol. But if you brought it in b'mezid, pasol, even if lo kiper. And that's the question. What does that mean? That's a pshara shita. Mevur b'divrei Rambam, says Rav Chaim, on that Rambam, in Psuli Mekdashim, in the Chushi Grach al Rambam. Mevur b'divrei Rambam, t'hadam mechalkinon bein shogig l'mezid, that which were mechalik tim shogig and mezid, hu rak menichas l'chaper. The Rambam has a chilek between shogig and mezid, if you went in nichnas l'chaper, if you did the kapara. If you did the matana, so then it is a problem shogig, but by mezid, you didn't have to do it. V'tzarachian. Tarei kolach dina de b'shogeg kosher hu delo divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda hu desover ta ha-hava'o l'chaper im lo kiper eino pasol klal. Kimavur b'zvachim. V'yim kein arei mochrak de b'shogeg kosher afilo b'kiper. If you brought it in b'shogeg, Rabbi Yehuda says, it should be mutter. Even if you ended up doing it, you brought it in b'shogeg. V'chein b'zvachim, he quotes, v'tzarachian, but that's a Rambam. Shepasak, the b'kiper, afilo b'shogeg pasol, v'tzarachian. If you hold that mezid is a requirement, then even if he brought it in b'shogeg, then even kiper. V'hayanira lomar, so he says it must be in the shot of the Rambam. D'be'emes, gam ha-Rambam. So, and this relates to what we mentioned yesterday a little bit. Is this psul a psul knisa? Is it a psul machshava with the knisa as a t'nai, with the zrik as a t'nai? This issue relates to that question. The be'emes gam ha-Rambam sover, the b'shogeg kasher afilu b'kiper. Really, the Rambam holds that b'shogeg should be kasher, even if kiper. V'had the kasher ha-Rambam shahare lo kiper, lo have time al had the kasher b'shogeg. If you read the Rambam in a certain way, so then, you know, maybe you could read it differently. V'chulu, that's not the part I wanted to read. V'nira lomar. Here, the second next paragraph. Tahine hatam shalach dina de machalkina bein shogeg lemezin. The reason that we are machalik nira de humishum de beemes hava alachud eno poselas klal. Really, just bringing it in does not pasul. Virak beechniso al menas lachaper hu de mifsala. It's not an iser knisa per se. It's an iser knisa al menas lachaper. It's an iser knisa connected to doing a potential matana. Remember, this is blood. Blood is all about zrika. So if you just bring it in without having kavana to do zrika, that doesn't possle it. It's dafka knisa amanas lizro. That's what possles. Ukadichse bekran. That's what the pasuk says. Asher yuva lechaper bakodesh. Vechenu lehedya. That's what's going to come up came up on yesterday's gaf. Remember yesterday's nafkamina? If I bring it in, amanas to go into the kodesh kadashim, and I only brought it into the heichal, doesn't possle. That's pretty amazing. I brought it in. Haynu mishum da'al heichal like a machshava lechaper. Harei lehedya debeinan dafka shava tia amanas lechaper bifnim. V'alkein, therefore, if I brought it in b'shogeg, that's not called a machsheves kapara. I didn't bring it in to do anything. It was b'shogeg. Kivan t'avi machsheves b'ta'us. V'avi k'nichnas b'lo machsheves kapara d'lo mifsala. So that's why if I bring it in b'shogeg, it's not going to passel. If I bring it in b'mezer amnas l'chaper, it's going to passel. What if I brought it in b'shogeg and then I actually did it? So that then changes l'mafreya. Ulefiz and nire to had the pasuk Rambam did bekiper pasal gam b'shogeg. What's the reason? Taima hu mishum de sover to had the b'shogeg batzal machshavaso. If I brought it in b'shogeg, there was no machshava l'chaper. That's only if I didn't do any kapara. V'yein kan marak machshavas kapara l'chud. But ze amrinan de b'shogeg machshavaso. V'yein kan huva l'chaper. Masha ein kain hecha de be'emes kiper. Niskaima machshavaso shechashav lachaper. Gam b'shogeg lo batla machshavaso. You can't say that a machshava shol lachaper beats out an actual lachaper. Umitztarfim shneim madachashav lachaper v'kiper le'inyin she'bechlav huva lachaper. Zeh yisod v'tama shal Rambam de'bekiper pasal filim huva b'shogeg. So again, there's more, but that's the Reb Chaim, at least to give us a little clue into the psak of the Rambam. Okay, Hadron Allah Kol HaZvachim Shenis Arvu. We have completed the third Kol HaZvachim in Zvachim. Right, remember the first parak, Kol HaZvachim Shenishchatu. Right, that is that was the first parak that we discussed, Shenizbechu. Shenizbechu Shalol Lishman. Then we had the second parak that was also Kol HaZvachim, Kol HaZvachim Shekiblu Daman. Now this was the third Kol HaZvachim Shenis Arvu, which the Rishonim called parak Hataroves. So that we could have the chilukim. Now we get into Perak HaMizbeach Mekadesh. Mizbeach Mekadesh, a couple of dafim, pei gimel to pei tes. This Perak is all about the Mizbeach being Mekadesh. The first line says it all. Mizbeach Mekadesh es haroilo. The Mizbeach sanctifies masheroilo, what is fitting to be on the Mizbeach. It doesn't mean what's ultimately fitting, what's supposed to be on the Mizbeach is supposed to be on the Mizbeach. This parak is about the Mizbeach being Mekadesh, items that are not really fitting to be on the Mizbeach. They were nifsal in some way, but they ended up on top of the Mizbeach. So if they were ended up on top, so sometimes the Mizbeach will be collate, and the Mizbeach, the mechanism of the Mizbeach would tell us that you're not allowed to bring it down. Once it's on the Mizbeach, so then it stays there, and you have to be makdir it on the Mizbeach. Mizbeach Mekadesh es haro'i lo. Mizbeach Mekadesh sometimes es haro'i lo. So what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi has an important lashon. First Rashi on the parak. Mizbeach Mekadesh afilu davar pasul. Sha'ala lemizbeach. Kitcho Mizbeach. Even something pasul that goes up at the Mizbeach will sanctify it. Le'asos lachmo. To be considered lechem shalom Mizbeach. Ve'ein moridin oso, and then we don't put it down. That's a lashon that comes from Amud Beis that we'll get to by the Shem. Nasu lachmo shel hamizbeach. That's the language of the Gemara coming up. There is though a chakira how to understand that. What does it mean? Nasu lachmo shel hamizbeach. How much is this? Once something gets stuck, so to speak, on the mizbeach, it was puzzle for some way, but it's stuck on the mizbeach. How much do we say when we have a chiyuv to burn that? The achronim wonder. Is that a real din of lechem shel hamizbeach, just like everything else that's supposed to be hukrav there? Or it's still pasul, but the mizbeach allows you to be makrib psulin. But it's not really a kiyum of a mitzvah, of haktara, something that's supposed to be on the mizbeach. It's just that, you're stuck. You can't bring it down, and therefore it has some level of kedusha, so it's a hakravas psulim. The mizbeach is moil to be makrib psulim. Lamai nafkamina, there are some fascinating nafkaminas, meaning whether this is a real mitzvah haktara or not. Right? Let's say the achronim wonder, the Biur HaDaf summarizes some of these, and the Devir HaKodesh and others. What if you have emurim? Emurim, fats that were nifsal, and they went up on the mizbeach. So you're going to burn the emurim. Is one allowed to eat the basar of the karban before haktaras emurin? Because usually if emurim disappeared, there's no emurim to burn, then you could eat the basar of the karban, right? You usually have to, you have to wait for zrikas hadam, and maybe for the start of hakravas emurim. Right, so the question is, "Heim yachol lechol as psara karban shalom nifsal kodem hakravas emurim?" Meaning, is hakravas emurim really hakravas emurim? Shalosh shanina bebeseches psachim. Right, we learned in psachim as he quotes the Gemara on Dafnun Tes, the kohanim are not allowed to eat the basar of the karban until haktaras emurim. But maybe that only applies by haktaras emurim ksherim, that there's a kiyum in their haktara that's chal on the karban. But haktaras emurim psulim, right? Is that a kiyum in the karban? Maybe there's no shaychus of the karban. It's just that it was touched. It had the magic, the mechanism that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Kedusha into the Mizbeach, which then puts the Kedusha into the Emurim Sulim, and it's Ma'akev, Achila, if it's connected or not. One Nafgamina. Or another Nafgamina. Interesting, the Mishnah Melech wonders, would it be Docha Shabbos? Right, we usually know that if there's a Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that certain Haktaras Emurim is Docha even Shabbos and Yontif. Even though it would be, you'd be able to do it that night. Let's say a carbon of Shabbos, you're makta de murim on Shabbos. Even though if it's left over, you could do it that night. So the Mishnah Melech wonders, what about these halach, these psulam of im alu lo yerdu, would you be makta them on Shabbos or not? Because maybe dafka bechol, I'm reading on im alu lo yerdu, v'yakter osam, maybe only on a weekday, we say you should be makta im alu lo yerdu. Avo b'Shabbos, says the Mishnah Lamelech here in Tzvidin Musaf in Olive Zion, b'Shabbos nihi shakravas kavar sibur docha Shabbos, ev zed dafka b'ksherim. By ksherim, avo psulim lo, Oshemesh kiven she'enivarim nitzru b'Shabbos l'dochos etzlam, maybe even nifsalu. Right, so that's the another nafkamina. A number of others issues that are brought up, but we will leave that for now. The Arsameach and others discuss: is it only mekadesh if there was ladas? A klisharis is only mekadesh ladas if I know it went into the klisharis and I had das to put into the klisharis. If it fell in, if a kohen tripped and the carbon mincha flipped in the air and flew into a klisharis, that's not niskadish ladas, unless maybe afterwards he thinks of it as there is das. Okay, either way, but this is the one of the Yesodos questions of this parak. Good. Let's continue. Mizbeach Mekadesh is a roilo. Rabbi Yeshua, that's like a title. The Gemara is going to say what's excluded based on that pasuk, but now we'll get to some details. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, what's included? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol haroi leishim. Kol haroi leishim, whatever is ro'i for the fire of the Mizbeach, im'ala lo yered. Whatever is ro'i to be put on fire, so that's im'ala lo yered. If it went up, it doesn't come down. Shenemar, hi ha'ola al mokda. Mokda is the pyre on top of the Mizbeach. Ma'ola shehi ru'uya leishim, im'ala lo yered. Just like the ola, which is ru'uya leishim, the carbon ola, it says hi ha'ola on the fire. So im'ala lo also lo yered. If it goes up, it does not come down. Of course, ru'uya leishim, im'ala lo yered. What is Rabbi Yeshua excluding? We'll see. Let's say wine. Wine is not roi to be on fire, right? Wine is poured the nesachim, right on the southwest corner. It's poured nisach hayayin, but it's not roi leishim. Yes, we'll get to later on. There's something called a karban yayin. I think it's on daf sadi aleph or so, where you're mizale falgabe haishim, right? Where you sprinkle on the mizbeach karban yayin. That's not so common. It's not usually what wine is used for. And the Gemara there talks about the psik ratio. We'll see. You know, you're putting out some of the fire. As the Hashem. But either way, that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Whatever is roi leishim is im ala lo yered. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, fourth line, kol haroi lemizbeach. No, he's more inclusive. Anything that's roi lemizbeach, im ala lo yered. Shenemar hi haola al mokta ala mizbeach. Right, because it says the word alamizbeach, ma ola, shi ru'uya lemizbeach im also lo tered. Just like the ola is roi to be somewhere on the mizbeach, av kol davar shi roi lemizbeach im also lo tered. So to anything, ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel, divrei Rabbi Yeshua, ela hadam v'anesachim. What's the nafkamina, the difference between these two deis? Blood does not roi for the fire, and nesachim, and the wine and the oils that were put on the sides, Shem Gamliel Omer lo yerdu. Gamliel says lo yerdu because they are included in mizbeach. For Rabbi Yeshua Omer yerdu. Rabbi Yeshua says no, they're not included in fire. So that's why yerdu. Period. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon now has a chilik. It depends. There are two different types of nesachim, as we will see. There are nesachim that are ba with the karban ola and shlamim, nesachim that come with certain karbanos, and then there's nesachim bifnei atzman. I could bring a nesachim, I just want to give some nischei nedava to the mizbeach. So, the nischei nedava to the mizbeach, as we'll see, that is separate. Rabbi Shimon agrees, that depends, if it's nifsal or not nifsal. Right, nesachim that are separate. Mizbeach is makadish only ba'im biglal atzman, as we will see. But any nesachim that are connected to a karban, if something becomes possible, so then they are not considered separate, as we'll see. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hazeva Kasher Vanesachim Sulim, if the carbon is kasher, but the Nesachim are pasul, and they went up on the Mizbeach, HaNesachim Sherim VaZevach pasul, or the Nesachim are kasher, but the Zevach is pasul, as we'll see, the Nesachim that are Nigrar after the Zevach, Afilu Zevizeb Sulim, even if they are both pasul, HaZevach Lo Yered VaNesachim Yerdu. The Nesachim are going to go down. The Nesachim are going to go down because they are, even if, let's say the Zevach is kosher, but the carbon is pasul, right? It still goes down. See Rashi? Rashi on the second to last line, Im HaZevach kosher v'nesachim psulim, ki yoche yatsu on itmu, the Zevach is kosher v'nesachim psulim, they went out or became tamei, or the opposite, ho'il v'heim ba'im biglalo, nifsalu imo. Since the Nesachim are just there for the carbon, it becomes nifsal with the carbon, u'batla toras hakrava mehen. And there is no any mitzvah of hakrava, and that's why they come down. The mizbeach, the zevach does not, because that is the mizbeach of mekadeshit, but the nesachim come down, and that's what Rashi says on the top of Amud Beis, she'ei mizbeach mekadesh psulin, ela biboin biglal atzman. That's by nesachim. Ava lo abon biglal acherim, but anything that's there for something else, mizbeach is not mekadesh, a secondary element of the mizbeach. Good. Says the Gemara. Ra'ui in She'en Ro'i Lo, the first line of the Mishnah said only something that is Ra'ui to Mizbeach Makadesh as a Ro'i Lo. That's the name of the Perek. Mizbeach Makadesh as Ha'ro'i Lo. But She'en Ro'i Lo Lo. But if it's not Ro'i, then it's not. So what is that excluding? Lim Ute Mai. What is that excluding? Besides the later Tanoim in the Mishnah, Amra Papa Lim Ute Kematzim Shlokit Shubakli. Is excluding Kematzim. If I did Kemitza, we learned earlier, and we'll learn a lot in Maseches Menachos, the Ezes Hashem, that we know, how do we do a Karban Mincha? So the Kohen puts his right hand in, and he does Kemitza, and then he has to put that Kometz into another Klisharis. Even though it starts off in a Klisharis, he has to put that into another Klisharis, and that's what really gives it the full Kedusha Saguf. If he does not put it into the Klisharis, it does not achieve Kedusha, and if it goes onto the Mizbeach, without having been put into the klisharis, it comes down from the mizbeach. It does not have, that's not ro'ui al gabi ha-mizbeach. So that's what it's excluding. Lemute kematzim, shelo, kitsho, bikli. Kol kitsho bikli. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, here in Os Aleph, he explained what I just said. The Shita says, lemute kematzim, shelo, kitsho, bikli. La'achar kmitzasan. After the kmitza was not put in the kli. Even though it's put into an original kli, that's not good enough. The imlokain chulin gemurinheim, because if it wasn't even into the first kli shareis, it's mamish chulin. It has no kedusha. That wouldn't be a chiddush. Of course, it's chulin. If somebody just brought flour to the base of mikdash and did kemitza without putting it into any kli, but this is even if you put it into kli shareis part one, type one, but then you didn't put it into two. Upshita de teirin umikom akom. But the chiddush here is even if you already it was in a basic klishare sabisa and then it was put into the next, still lo niskatsha. The osa kedusha shahaya v'bisa chelak hakohanim haya meurav ba. The part before kmitza was done, the mincha is mixed in with what's going to go on the mizbeach and what the kohanim are going to eat. It's mixed in there. Umi shemhachi mimait le tana demasisa. That's why it's excluded. Kiva donis kacha achereisha huvra chelaka ishim. Abagata niskacha kodem lachain. Even though it had some kedusha earlier, it didn't have enough kedusha to be able to be considered ra'ui al gabe ha mizbeach. Right? Even though the Mikdash David writes in Dalet Aleph, even though it's psulo bakodesh, it's still not enough to be ra'ui la mizbeach. Period. Maskav la Ravina. Ask Ravina 1 second. So Maishna, why is a komet that was not put into its kli, why is that any different than Maishna Midu'ula? Why is that any different than Ula? To Amar Ula, a mure kachim kalim shehel on lefnei zrikas damam lo yerdu. If I have a murim of kachim kalim, right, which are supposed to be huktar, but I put it on the mizbeach before zrikas adam. Really, before zrikas adam, I'm not supposed to put it there because kachim kalim, there's no meila, it's a lesser of the kedusha. I'm not supposed to put it up there before zrikas adam. But if I did, so it's not fully niskadesh, and still lo yerdu. Nasu lach moshel mizbeach. There's that lashon. It becomes the bread of the mizbeach, so to speak. So why is that different? Why is kachim kalim before zrikas adam different than a kometz that was not put into the kli? They both have some type of kedusha, but not full kedusha. Rashi explains. Look at Rashi. Lefnei zrikas daman, a murin that are put before zrikas adam. Lo hufer rulam mizbeach. Before zrikas adam, it wasn't fully separated. She zrikas daman shelahen kovatan lechelek gavoa leinyan meila. It's the zrikas hadam of kachshe kalim that separate the two. The part that's going to be eaten by the bailim and by the kohen, it's kachshe kalim, and the part that's going to go to the beis hamikdash, that's going to go on the mizbeach, and that's subject to meila. Mashe einkin bekachshe kachim. Kachshe kachim is originally only legavoa, and emurin are going to the mizbeach and only to the kohanim. Aval kachshim kalim be meila filu be emurin. There's no meila even by the emurin until after zrikas hadam. So that's why that's what's crucial in terms of determining the destiny of the different parts of these of the kachshe kalim. So before zrikas hadam, so it should be just like a komet that's before it was put into a klisharis. What's the difference between the two? Answers the Gemara. Hanak lo michsura maisa bigufayu. Hani michsuru maisa bigufayu. It depends if there's a maisa missing. But the emurin, there's nothing you have to do to the emurin that is still required. You have to do zrikas adam. But the emurin are fully emurin. There's nothing more you have to do to the emurin. That's why you say a mother layer do. This kemitza has to be put into the klisharis. It's the lacking something begufo. And because it's lacking something begufo, so that is why it is different, and one, it would not be niskadesh, and we would say imalu yerdu. Good. Next. Rabbi Shua, that was the first line of the Mishnah. Ruk mizbeach bekadesh es harotwilo excludes a kometz that was not niskadesh. Next, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, kalaroi leishim v'chulu. Rabbi Yoshua says anything that is roi for fire. And the Rabbi Gamliel said anything that's roi lemizbeach. And the Gemara was mechalik between the Nafkamina was Nesachim and Dab. Rabbi Gamliel Nami Aksiv Ola Mokdas. What does each Tana do with the other ones? Pasik. Rabbi Gamliel, what does he do with the word Ola Al Mokta, which sounds like fire? Hahu La Dure Pokin Uda Asa. That's to include, to teach us that we have to return Pokin. If some of the parts of the carbon shot out of the pyre somehow, like somehow it exploded and it fell off the Mizbeach, you put it back on. Put it back on. La dure pokin hudasa. That's what's included by that pasuk. So Ksherin that fell off, you put it back on the mokta, right? Al mokta that was there before. The idach, and where does Rabbi Yeshua know this halacha from? La dure pokin minale, nafgale, me asher tochal ha'esh. From that phrase, right? That's also extra, right? Whatever the esh was consuming is put back. The idach, what does Rabbi Gamliel do with that pasuk? Homi boile li chule ola tamachzir v'yata machzir yichule k'tores. You only are machzir something that fell off the mizbeach ha chitzon, the ola. But if some of the k'tores fell off, you don't put the k'tores back. Detani Rabbi Chanina bar Ben Yome Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. It's very unusual to have four different generations in a statement in the Gemara. Rabbi Chanina, the son of Minyomi, the son of Eliezer, the son of Yaakov. Goes all the way back. Asher tocha lo eish es ha'ola ala mizbeach, yichuli ola tamachzir, yitamachzir, yichuli k'toris. That's what Rabbi Gamliel does with that pasuk. V'idach, how does Rabbi Yehoshua know that halacha? Lav memela shvamina, yichuli ola madrinan. You know that memela. You have a pasuk that teach me, you return yichuli ola. You don't need a separate pasuk to teach me, and not other things. The only thing that's included is Yichule Ola, and therefore the other pasuk is still open to teach me the fact that you only put back what is on the fire and not what is on the entire mizbeach. Period. The k'tores, again, we're not talking about k'tores so much right now, but the k'tores obviously is a big discussion. It's a mitzvah saseh every single day to burn the k'tores. The Rambam, as we know in the Chinuch, who always follows the Rambam, count one mitzvah of Torahs. There's one mitzvah, mitzvah Kuf Gimel in the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Saseh Chav Ches in the Rambam, shenitz tavinu akohanim lahakhtir k'tora samim pa'amayim b'chol yom, al mizbeach hazov. It's a mitzvah of the kohanim to be makhtir twice a day. K'tores, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. Shenei amar, v'ktir olav aron k'tora samim, v'boker b'boker. Beitibo asaneros ubechol shana v'shana mitzvah aleihem lasos bimena kedei lahaktir ba kamosha amarnu. And it's every year we have to make enough ketores in order to be maktir ketores the spices twice a day. Va'asiyasa va'hamitzvah shenases ba bechol yom nechshav lemitzvah achas. Making the ketores and performing the avodas ketores is one big mitzvah. Lefisha sof mitzvahs asiyasa ena el lahaktir ba. It's all about to be makdirit. V'yavah b'shnei k'suvin shal mitzvah, matzano ben asiyah lahaktara. And even though in the Torah it's formulated as two different sivuyim, kach lacha samim at asiyasa, and the hikter olav aharon, even though it's two different psukim, aval pikein ra'isi l'machashvi ha-mitzvos, shechoshvin akol mitzvah achas, ein bazeh machlokas b'neim klau. Right, says the Sefer HaChinuch, nobody counts two mitzvahs. One of Asiyas Haktaris, and one of Haktaris Haktaris. What's the contrast? Why is he emphasizing this? Because by the Shemana Mishcha, there's an Isra of making the Shemana Mishcha. So that the contrast of that is the Haktaris. To make it and to burn it, it's one mitzvah. But then he notes, but there's a different machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs are there of Haktaris Haktaris? The Rambam counts one mitzvah. Morning and afternoon. Aval the Ramban counts two. Ki yechalku ba'bein yinachir, ki ha-Rambam zechon al-Bracha yimna k'toris shol shachos shol arvitz mitzvah achas, v'ha-Ramban kasav she'in nimnos shtayim. Right, why? Twice? That's where does he get this from? That's the Ramban at the end of Sefer HaMitzvos. We know the Ramban knocked out a number of mitzvahs of the Rambam, and he added on a number of mitzvahs of the Rambam. But if you add it up, everybody has to agree to 613, as we know. The Ramban has one line in the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's pretty amazing. This Agadata on the second to last half of Makkos had so much mazel. Everybody agrees that there are retiring mitzvahs. There's a major machlokas what those mitzvahs are. But that Chazal had Mesora. Had mazel that everybody agrees. So if you look in the end of the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban has a couple of extra paragraphs where he has to say, you know, what he adds in and what he knocks out, because he has to add up to 613. So one of the lines is, he says, I took out these 10 mitzvahs, and I'm adding in these 10 mitzvahs, and then he says, Vishnei Tamidim, Viktores Boker Va'erev, Vikriyashma, those three, Karban Tamid, Ktores, and Kriyashma. The Rambam counts one for each of those. There's one mitzvah of Kriyashma, there's one mitzvah of Ktores, there's one mitzvah of Tamid. The Ramban says, I count two. Nimnin shtayim. Shtayim. Shein mitzvah, shein ma'akma zu azu, vizmana shel azu, lo zmana shel azu, says the Ramban. How can you count one mitzvah of Kriyashma? The mitzvah in the morning you can't do at night. The mitzvah at night you can't do in the morning. Ktores. Or Tamid. Two mitzvahs. So that's six mitzvahs instead of three. According to the Ramban, different than the Rambam. And there's a lot of lumpness there. How could the Rambam count it as, according to the, how do you answer the question of the Ramban? Right there. You can't do Kriyashma at night in the morning, or in the morning at night. So how do you count that as one mitzvah? So the Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea, Rav Schechter has this in Eretz HaTzvi, sometimes, and we've discussed this often, sometimes you have a conceptual time for a mitzvah even though you cannot fulfill the mitzvah yet. We had that mamash in this Masechta. We had this earlier on Daf Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, where it could be that the time for Karban Pesach starts Erev Pesach in the morning, even though you can't actually bring the Karban Pesach until the afternoon. But it could be considered zmano of the Karban Pesach. Remember the Mishnah, Yud Aleph Amaveis, in the first parak, the zmano of the Karban Pesach might be in the morning. So it's so too here. It could be that Kriyashma, the mitzvah, right when the day starts, both mitzvahs exist. But you can only perform one of them now and one of them later. And his big riot to that is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says that when Bnei Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be three mitzvahs they're going to have to do. Three mitzvahs. They're going to have to appoint a king, wipe out Amalek, and build a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, in that order. Melech, Amalek, Beis HaMikdash. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, if it's in that order, so there's only one mitzvah when they go in, not three. There's one mitzvah, and then after you do that mitzvah, you have the next mitzvah, then the next. So what does the Gemara mean? Shlosha mitzvahs is tava b'kinitzas on la'aretz. It must be that they're all somehow conceptually there, even though you can't fulfill all of them right now. Just like Kriyashma, just like Tami, just like Torah. Those are the three. Okay, let's just continue. Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Kala, Rai V'chulu. So what does Rabbi Gamliel, what does Rabbi Yeshua now do with Rabbi Gamliel's pasuk? Rabbi Yeshua Nami Yaksim Mizbech. What does he do with the word Mizbech? Home is Boile, Mai Ka'amar, Rachmana, Kala, Roy, Lumokta, Mikadish Mizbech. He just uses Mizbeach to teach me that the Mizbeach sanctifies everything that's roi to be burnt. V'idach, Mizbeach achrinatziv. Rabbi Gamliel has another word, Mizbeach, there. V'idach, chal lehecha dais al hashas hakosher, v'chal lehecha dolois al hashas hakosher. One is only by an item that had a shas kashrus, and the other not, to include, even if it didn't. V'idach, kivan tepsulin inu, v'rabin rachmana, lo shto haiz al hashas hakosher, v'lo shto haiz al hashas hakosher. Once the Mizbeach is mekadesh psulim, it doesn't matter whether it had a shas hakosher or not. Period. Just one more minute. Rabbi Shimon Omer Azel Akasha Vachulu Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Ola ma ola. Rabbi Shimon was the one that said Nisachim that come with Karbanos. The Mizbeach is not Makadesh. What's his makar? Ola ma ola ba biglal atzma avkal ba biglal atzman. Only somebody that comes for it independently by itself. Yatsu Nisachim ba biglal zevach. Excluding Nisachim that do not that come because of the Karban. Rabbi Yosi Eglili Omer. I would have thought only Ru'uyim are Mekadesh Havalomar Kfasim. Makfasim Ru'uyim Avkal Roi. I would have thought even Eino Roi. No, only something that's Roi. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ola. Ma Ola Ru'uya Avkal Ru'uya. Basically the same idea. Different words. My Benar, what's the difference between Ola and Kfasim? If it's only what's Ra'uy. Amr of Adabar Ava. Olas Ha'of Psuleki Benai. The difference is what about a bird? Mar Maisi Lame Ola, if you learn it from Ola, that can include a bird. Umar Maisi Lame Kvasim, and the one who learns it from Kvasim would say that you do not include a bird. Okay, we'll have to stop there. By Uleman, Be'l Hashem, you know, just one more line. Uleman, the Maisi Lame Kvasim, Haksiv Ola. What does he use Ola for? Iksiv Kvasim, Loksiv Ola. Hava Mina Fila Mechayim. I would have thought even if a live animal goes on the Mizbeach, you shecht it up there and you burn it there. Chaz Rachmana Ola. Ola means it's already shechted. Olaman demaisi lame ola haksiv kfasim. What does he do with kfasim? Iksiv ola vloksiv kfasim. Aba mina filo mincha, even a mincha, kazav rachmana, kfasim. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue now that we are in the ninth parak. Okay, we'll stop here.